A personal message from the editor-in-chief, Roderick C. Meredith, read by Dylan King. What is really behind climate change? Right after Hurricane Sandy hit New York and New Jersey, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg spoke out saying that climate change was going to become the new normal. Other politicians echoed his comments, making the assumption that increasing numbers of great storms will be just another ongoing sequence of mankind's poor stewardship of planet Earth. Really? What these leaders do not know is that the great God who gives us life and breath has directly prophesied in inspired scripture that truly abnormal weather would occur just before Christ's second coming. Jesus Christ himself, describing end-time events, stated, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." Luke 21, verses 25 through 28. Most professing Christians have not been taught that the very real God does intervene in his creation and occasionally changes the weather in order to influence world events or to fulfill his will in a particular situation. So, will there be increasing climate change in the years just ahead of us? And if so, will it be because of the words of Al Gore or God Almighty? A very clever Satan the devil often tries to front-run God by giving people wrong ideas ahead of time about what is prophesied to happen. I hope many of you read Mr. Dexter Wakefield's excellent article, Unnatural Disasters, in the November-December 2012 issue of this magazine, where he explained in detail how Satan is leading so much of popular media to portray massive disasters, alien invaders, and end-time Armageddon-type wars, so realistically that when the awesome prophesied events actually happen, it will seem to millions of confused individuals like deja vu, for they will have already seen on television or in the movies similar events, such that the real thing will have less meaning and impact. More importantly, a perverse understanding of these events will already have been planted in the minds of these deceived people. For Satan is the most clever and powerful deceiver in the entire universe. But the everlasting God is the creator and supreme ruler of heaven and earth, certainly including the weather. My friends, God proclaims in his inspired revelation to mankind, the Holy Bible, that he will directly intervene in weather patterns and bless people who are obedient to his will, or humble and punish people who rebel against his will. Our Heavenly Father does this in love to administer needed correction when necessary, individually or collectively. God told his people Israel in Leviticus 26, verses 3 and 4, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." God then warned, "But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit." Verse 14 and verses 19 and 20. So, terrible drought and famine would ensue if Israel remained disobedient. Later, God Almighty inspired ancient King Solomon in the dedication of the temple as Solomon prayed, obviously under God's inspiration. "When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. That's from 2 Chronicles 6, verses 26 to 27. Obviously, God certainly does control the weather. Literally dozens of biblical passages make this very clear. If you take the Bible literally and believe what God inspired in His Word. By the way, if you want more detailed information about this whole topic, please call us or write us immediately and request a free copy of our very informative booklet entitled, Who Controls the Weather? We have an audio CD of this booklet available free of charge as well. Some people have the idea that since some of these passages are in the Old Testament of the Bible, that this is just Old Testament stuff. No. Even Jesus' brother James wrote near the end of his New Testament epistle in James 5, verses 17 and 18, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. The most important thing you should take away from this article, my friends, is that if you reverence the God of the Bible and want His blessings, you must be willing to listen to what He tells you in the Bible. Be willing to understand that when truly massive weather disturbances occur in the most unusual manner, it may be much more than just a change in weather patterns. As I explained in my article on page 4 of this issue, most of the world will rebel against and entirely reject every vestige of the true message of God. For we are approaching the end of an age. Yet God is using His servants, including this very work, to powerfully warn our peoples before it is too late. So, when Jesus Christ warns us that, just before His second coming, there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places, as we read in Matthew 24, verse 7, you had better believe that many of these occurrences are a sign from your Creator that He is about to intervene. You must also remember that as people turn away from God and His law, when they continually break God's commandments, then it is most likely He will intervene and give loving correction to those peoples. When massive and unprecedented earthquakes begin to occur, right here in the United States, will people try to blame that on climate change? Can they blame all of these coming prophetic events on climate change? No. Even though the invisible Satan would like to confuse this world ahead of time from heeding God's warning signs and listening to His true ministers, you must not let that happen to you and your family. For we in this work of the great God have told you repeatedly not only about weather problems, but about a coming United States of Europe, about the fact that God is already taking away most of the great sea gates which He gave the peoples of the United States and Britain, about the debasement of our currency and the ultimate downfall of the American and British descended peoples. All of these and many other events unrelated to climate change have been given as a warning through this very work. So for your good, please study the inspired Word of God and what it really says. As the eternal God does begin to intervene more powerfully than ever through massive earthquakes, disease epidemics, and upset weather, please realize that it is God who is in charge, not human-induced climate change. As you begin to see these events happening on the earth, with distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. That's Luke 21, verses 25 and 26. Be willing to heed the message your Creator is sending you. He, and He alone, is the great God. He is the one you must obey as these events unfold precisely as He predicted. May God soften your heart, open your mind, and help you be willing to listen to your Creator through His servants. May God help you to seek Him with all your heart, that you may be protected from these coming events. As God has said, watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Luke 21, verse 36. Signed, Roderick C. Meredith.